Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Indispensable Milton Friedman Essays on Politics and Economics, edited by Lanny Ebenstein, is a compelling collection that offers insightful access into the mind of one of the most influential economists of the 20th century, Milton Friedman. Known for his strong advocacy of free market capitalism, Friedman's work has not only influenced economic policies, but has also sparked debates that resonate to this day. This book harnesses a selection of Friedman's most significant essays, encapsulating his profound influence on political and economic thought. The edited volume highlights essential themes such as monetary policy, market mechanisms, educational reforms, and governmental roles, providing readers with a nuanced understanding of Friedman's theoretical and practical perspectives on how economies should be managed and governed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, monetary policy and inflation control. One of the central themes of Milton Friedman's work, extensively covered in this collection, is his revolutionary approach to monetary policy, particularly his criticism of the Keynesian economics prevalent during his time. Friedman argued for the importance of controlling the money supply to regulate inflation, rather than manipulating interest rates, which was the popular method. His assertion that inflation is always and everywhere a monetary phenomenon fundamentally changed the way policymakers approached economic stability. By advocating for a constant, small expansion of the national money supply, Friedman's theories led to significant reconsideration of fiscal strategies. His essays discuss practical case studies and theoretical backings for this argument, asserting its utility in preventing the boom and bust cycles that characterized economic crises. Secondly, free market mechanisms. Another key aspect of Friedman's ideology presented in the essays revolves around the efficacy of free market mechanisms. He steadfastly believed that economic freedom was intrinsically linked to political freedom, and argued that governmental intervention often leads to inefficiencies. Through essays that explore various global economies, Friedman illustrates how free markets contribute to economic growth and prosperity. He offers critique and analysis of different economic policies, using empirical data to support his claims that markets, when left relatively unregulated, can self-regulate and produce optimal outcomes not just for the wealthy, but across all segments of society. His discussions extend to welfare policies, labor laws, and international trade, providing a comprehensive defense of capitalist principles. Thirdly, educational reform school choice. Friedman was pioneering in advocating for educational reforms, particularly the concept of school choice. He posited that allowing parents to choose where their educational funding goes, rather than being tethered to public school monopolies, would increase competition and thus improve the quality of education. His essays delve into the theoretical frameworks and practical implications of implementing school voucher systems, and criticize the inefficiencies of government-controlled education sectors. Friedman uses empirical evidence from various case studies to argue that school choice could serve as a catalyst for widespread educational improvement and innovation, potentially reducing educational disparity and fostering a more educated workforce. Fourthly, the role of government. Friedman's essays often challenge the role of government in economic and societal sectors. He argues for a minimalistic approach where the government's role is primarily to preserve the rule of law, enforce private property rights, and ensure national security. Through various essays in the book, he critiques government expansions and interventions which he sees as overreaching and often detrimental to economic efficiency and individual freedoms. His libertarian standpoint is thoroughly discussed with philosophical rigor and practical examples, providing a strong foundation for debates on governmental roles in contemporary economic policy discussions. Lastly, impact on global economic policies. The global influence of Friedman's economic theories is a recurring theme in the collection. The essays explore how his ideas on free market economies and deregulation have shaped economic policies in various countries around the world. From the implementation of his theories in places like Chile and Estonia, which experienced significant economic growth, to their influence in shaping the monetary policies of central banks worldwide, the essays offer a detailed look at Friedman's lasting impact on global economic landscapes. His staunch advocacy for economic methodologies and policies provides valuable lessons on the interplay between economic theories and policymaking. In conclusion, the Indispensable Milton Friedman Essays on Politics and Economics is essential reading for students and professionals in economics, political science, and public policy, as well as for anyone interested in the workings of economic theories in practical policymaking. It provides profound insights into Friedman's thoughts, offering valuable lessons on the impacts and implementation of free market principles. The book is particularly beneficial for those looking to understand the relationship between government policy and economic freedom, as well as the historical and practical impacts of Friedman's theories. Reading this book can not only broaden one's understanding of economics, but also inspire innovative thinking about current economic challenges and the role of government in society. If you would like to support Lanny Ebenstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.